This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 12th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Trump administration today announced it will reconsider the reach of the nation's clean water law and likely further limit the wetlands it covers. The decision builds on a Supreme Court decision 2 years ago that removed federal protections for significant areas. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin said officials will listen to concerns from farmers and other groups worried about federal interference in how they use their land and then set limited, predictable, and lasting rules defining which waterways the Clean Water Act protects. The Biden administration rewrote protection that some conservative groups believe still protected too many wetlands and improperly limited private property rights. Today, the EPA issued guidance of how the ruling should be implemented to exclude certain wetlands. Mary Thomas Hart with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says there were actually two announcements from EPA on WOTUS.
The first was a guidance document that was a joint guidance document coming both from EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. Keep in mind that those are the two agencies that kind of together implement and apply the WOTUS definition. So they issued a joint guidance defining the term continuous surface connection. In addition to that, the EPA issued a Federal Register notice kind of requesting input on what other parts of WOTUS, what other parts of the Sackett decision need to be fleshed out in additional guidance documents and rulemakings. The agency is planning to have a few listening sessions over the next 30 days or so. So I would say, you know, listeners should be kind of being aware of those and join and certainly participate in those listening sessions.
Hart says the next EPA steps on the matter will be information gathering.
I think we're operating on collecting information over the next 30 to 60 days, and then I'm sure EPA will take time to assess those comments and assess that input and determine next steps.
Hart says farmers and ranchers want clean water and want what's best for the environment.
But, you know, I think it's so important to remind consumers and you know, other people in our communities that we are, you know, selfishly invested in having a safe water supply, right? Most ranchers live on the property where they're raising cattle. Cattle are drinking the water on that land. The family is using the water on that land. Their communities are using the water on that land. We are all very personally invested in improving and maintaining our nation's water quality. Farmers and ranchers are really at the forefront of protecting our nation's water resources. And we don't take that burden or that responsibility lightly.
She says Chevron deference should not come into play during the EPA's efforts.
Chevron will not hurt us in trying to develop a narrow definition of WOTUS. It would harm a future administration's intent to create a broader definition of WOTUS because you have a more of an argument that can be made that the agency is doing its own lawmaking rather than following Congress's intent when they wrote the Clean Water Act.
Shares of Jack Daniel's maker Brown-Forman fell 7% today on news that the European Union would move forward with a 50% tariff on American whiskey in escalating global trade war. The new tariff, set to take effect April 1st, hits American whiskey makers at a moment when they're already contending with a drop in demand as American drinkers cut back. Exports are a crucial source of sales for the industry. In the last 3 years, exports of American whiskey have grown by about 60%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.